Which one is it, Tom?
They're the same thing.
Some people call them grasshoppers.
Have you heard them called hoppergrass before?
Mm-hmm, that's all we always call them, hoppergrass.
Okay.
And now you got the grasshopper. I believe it's grasshopper in the book, though.
Uh-huh.
Mm, I think it is.
What about something that, say if you hadn't cleaned the room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
Spiders.
Okay, what would they have built?
It'd be a web.
Would you call it a web, whether it's outside or inside? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some special name?
Yeah, I think it's a web. Of course, outside is a bigger web.
Uh-huh.
But in the corners, it has just a little corner web.
Mm-hmm.
But outside, ooh, they have webs outside, almost big as that window. Very big web. You walk into one, you got a mess. All of your face and head. And the dew fall on them, you know, and it just make them shine. I've seen them, you know, cross from one tree to another. Great big web. And they make them, too. They can make a web so fast. Mm-hmm.
What about the part of the tree that grows under the ground? That's called the...
Roots.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Oh, yeah. Can.
What were some of the things?
The brow roots are good roots for medicine.
Brow roots?
Mm-hmm. And sassafras roots good for tea.
What kind of medicine do you make out of brow roots?
You make a good, it's good for dysentery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Brow root. A lot of people buy it if the child has it.
Mm-hmm. You know,
boil that brow root. And it'll cure you faster than some doctor medicine.
What does brow root look like?
Well, it's just a little old crooked root, just like anything else. It grows about that long. Maybe they grow about that long. It's a little strony root and got a little feed of roots on it. Mm-hmm. And when you boil it, I think it turns a different color, about the color of a berry, maybe, darkly.
What other kinds of medicines do people
used to make? Well, my grandma used to give her tea, life everlasting tea.
What's that?
You know, that's a good tasting tea, but it's got little fuzzy leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's little leaves are fuzzy when you go in when it's ripe. She could, she know teas all right, you know, and a Dittany tea, that was another Dittany tea, you call it, Dittany tea. That was good for fever.
What
and you have fever, you give it that, cold and fevers. That was a good tasting tea, too.
What was life everlasting tea for?
Well, that was good for fever, any kind of sickness for fever. You know, colds and fever, pneumonia. Your life ever lasts. Then they had a little tea, St. John tea. It growed on a little tree about that high.
About
8 or 9 inches tall. Uh-huh. And it was called, it's a pretty, just a little perfect tree, but it didn't grow high enough.
Huh.
And she would get to break the leaves off of that and she'd keep that. That made tea. And it tastes pretty good. All this herb tastes pretty good.
You took them all for fever?
Mm-hmm. Cold, fever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did they work?
If you had, yeah, it worked good. Make you have a good appetite, I know that. And that, and that life everlasting, I mean, it's either Dittany and St. John, life everlasting. Seems like there was another tea. Oh, this mint.
Uh-huh.
I got some of it out there. It's like peppermint. Tastes just like, it's a peppermint. It's it's really mint. I got some of it out there. Now,
you make a tea out of that?
Mm-hmm. You can put the lemonade in, it's good. Just pinch off a leaf and wash it off and put in your lemonade and sure it's a good flavor. Yeah, I can. And a lot of people take the meat and if they cook lamb, they make the mint sauce with these leaves. But it's